I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Sit down and lock in for the hottest 2 hours in radio with your hosts, Kevin Walsh.
Why the hell is Brian Daboll better than Nick Sirianni? So please someone tell me. Jalen Hurts, all this, people are like, I don't know if he can throw the football. Sirianni's been with it for 2 years and in the playoffs both seasons, and one of them he was an MVP candidate. And Brian Daboll's better? Why? Why? For what? Sirianni's not a coach of the year finalist. Because the guy was 7-2 and finished 9-6-1. Stop this crap. Sirianni outcoached Shanahan and Daboll. Easy. Smooth. Smooth. No problems about it.
And Donnie Wrightside.
The easiest thing to do with football fans is give them hope. They need a sliver and they're all on board. Who thought this through from an NFL perspective on how you build hype into an all-star game? This was it? I don't know if I'm going to take any Eagles like player props outside of touchdowns, because when they're up 30-0 at the half, I just, you know, I can't take it anymore. Like, that's my new angle.
On Sports Grid Radio Network, Sirius XM Channel 159.
Back! It's a new week. It's new money. It's Moneyline. You know the place to be, K-Dub. 1 hour, not enough. 2 hours, maybe not enough for today. New week, new money. They call it champion week. And I'm calling it championship week this week, even though officially it doesn't really start till next week when the Power Fives come in. So much to get to today. NFL action, who's getting traded, who's not. The combine, otherwise known as the biggest waste of time in sports. I mean, we got a lot going on here, K-Dub. Yeah, we do.
Bing, 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 yeah. Bing, bing. Why are you firing away like now, that right out of the gates?
Now here's the best part. Ready?
Come on now.
I think you'll enjoy this one. So, as everybody knows out here, like, K-Dub's going to be, he might not be back till football season in a couple days. We don't ever know when he's coming back.
That's called star treatment, but I'm hearing you out.
I'm hearing a radio show / morning show that will not bring up the combine on purpose. How's that play out? Does that play out well around the networks here? I don't even acknowledge it.
I'm telling you this right now. If you think tomorrow's lead story isn't why is Bryce Young not throwing at the combine, you got another thing coming.
Now, the best part about that, too, is, right, like, oh, you know, I can't draft that guy. Why? He didn't throw at the combine. I mean, what are we doing here? He's not a competitor. He's not a competitor.
I'm not, by the way. I am not kidding. We will be talking about this tomorrow, certainly on the early line. It doesn't mean we can't talk about it here. What I am a little surprised by is, I don't know, I don't think there's some agreement between top prospects, but doesn't it usually feel like if one guy's out, the other guy's, well, then I'm not doing it? There's four guys that have first-round buzz. Mm-hmm. Three of them have committed, and then Bryce has not. I haven't definitively made anything out of the decision by Bryce to not do it, but I am admittedly surprised that he is the only one not doing it while Levis, Stroud, and Richardson have all decided to do it.
Well, I look at it as saying, like, one agent is actually on the ball and very smart, while the other ones are idiotic. Now, As I say that, there's one guy who I do think should go because there's a lot of idiot general managers and dumb front offices that can't pop on a tape, but they'll see a guy in a shorts and t-shirt and say, that's the guy that I want. So if you are Anthony Richardson right now, you're going to run fast. But I ask that, Kevin. Let me get your preconceived notions for Anthony Richardson. Without seeing him run in shorts, do you believe he's fast?
Without seeing, obviously. Yeah.
Well, what, like, then why would him running fast, I got to get him now. You saw the tape. You either like that football player or you don't like that football player. If you are showing up to see a quarterback run in a straight line in shorts for something that he's practiced three straight months for that will have almost zero bearing on an NFL game, good luck to you.
Yeah, I do think the interesting thing is you always would love the chance to actually coach a player, right? The way they talk about quarterbacks, DRS, is nowadays everybody needs some level of growth, right? How many quarterbacks enter the draft and we go, okay, we know they're going to be the week one starter? In the last 5 years, it's like Trevor Lawrence and that's it. Like everybody else, it's like, I don't really know if they're going to start the opening game of the season. Yes, so here's why I say that. I'm defending a little bit here. But at the pro day, these scouts don't have any say in what's happening, right? Alabama controls everything. Ohio State controls everything. At the combine, now, not that the Houston Texans lead scout can come down and be like, hold on a minute, I want to see Bryce do this or CJ do that. But in that setting, I wonder if they just feel like they have more of a control. Now, overall, if you make a decision based on the combine, you're probably going to make a bad decision. If it is a sliver of your process, though, if you're really stuck and you can't decide which guy, okay. Though, as I'm sat here playing devil's advocate, I've always struggled with the notion that any team could go through the quarterback evaluation process and be okay with multiple outcomes. It's such an important position. The world where you give Bryce Young a 98 grade and CJ Stroud a 97 grade and you're like, look, we're happy with either guy. That just feels like a fantasy land to me. It feels like there's going to be a guy you love and a guy you're all right with, if that's what it is. But you never want to just be all right with your quarterback. You want to be in love with your quarterback because that's what you need to be.
Yes, and there is some, like, maybe seeing him in person or getting a feel. But the whole notion of, like, guys like Jim Irsay, right? Owner of the Colts. Hanging out, doing whatever, shows up in Indy, his home building, goes, that guy runs fast, I want him. And there's nothing you can do about him. It's almost like you want to keep your agents and your scouts and your owner away from the combine. We'll be back. It's a Monday on Moneyline.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
Hurry back, I'm yours.
Back at it here, hour number one. It is Moneyline on a Monday. The hot takes are going to be flowing today to start the week. 844-843-6879 if you got a hot take. And by the way, you know, over the weekend, I think Friday, Kevin, was the first day of spring training, which I don't, as much as I love baseball, I don't put anything in the spring training. I don't care if a guy had seven home runs. I don't care if a pitcher was blazing hot. None of it matters. They're working on stuff. They're going against pitchers that will never throw a pitch in Major League Baseball. It is what it is. So it's hey, man, I've been watching this team all the way through spring training. I love them the first week of the season. It means nothing. It's like preseason. What routinely happens? The worst teams in the NFL go 3-0 and 4-0 in the past, and then they go promptly go 2-15. 2-14, whatever it used to be, with the amount of games. So I don't put any stock in that. But I got to tell you what feels really good. The home run tracker, which is always on, like, obviously there's been no home runs since playoffs in the World Series last year. But it's popping again. It's such a great feeling because I love baseball betting in a way where you don't have to watch every single pitch. And I don't like to do that because usually it's a team total over. Last thing I want to do is like, okay, let's start the inning off. I'll ground out the first. All right, one out, two. Like, I can't take this anymore. Like, it's almost like, let me check in and see, like, ooh, This guy on second base, let me tune in now because now I have a vested interest. But the home run tracker popping up home runs now, I love it. I love the turning of the seasons.
We should carve out some time for baseball here on the radio today. We were able to get into it a little bit today on the early line. But there is a number of aspects now with baseball that are going to be fascinating, right? At some point, we're going to have a juice balls conversation. I hope we don't, but we know we're going to, whether it's good or bad. The shift stuff is I think is ultimately going to benefit the game, and I think some people who are against it should realize that the version of baseball they love didn't have the shift.
Yes.
It wasn't banned, but it didn't exist. The version of baseball that people love, the pitch clock looks like the dominant talking point right now. It's so different. It's so unique. I want to throw something at you, though, that kind of hit me as I was, you know, checking in a little bit here. But you talk about throwing off routines, right? Now, a batter not being able to get out, you use the Nomar example, right? Out of the box, gloves off, gloves on, helmet off, helmet on, untie his shoes, retie his shoes, right? They can live without that. But a pitcher having 15 seconds to get the ball back, decide what he wants to do, communicate with his catcher, and deliver the baseball, I wonder if they are neutralizing pitchers a little bit. And I'm not even making a definitive stance that it's good or bad, Donnie, but do you think there's a little bit to the idea that pitchers now are going to be, at least in the early beginning here, really thrown off because they don't have the time to process and go through their full arsenal of decisions here that they've grown so accustomed to?
Yes, and also you have to remember, this is like the old school guys, there's going to be a little bit of a learning curve for them because this has been in the process of what? The minor leagues now and been tested out, and players that have pitched in the minor leagues have gotten used to it here. There's going to take time because you're right. The bigger the situation, right? How many times have you seen a pitcher, Kevin, on the mound, go through your signals, 4 and 5, and the pitcher and the batter do that standoff where nobody moves for 20 seconds and then somebody finally calls timeouts. That's done. That's done. Like, you get your ball, you get the sign, and you go. Now, usually, Kevin, you're right. The more, I don't want to say cerebral pitchers. That's not fair to the guys who work quick. Some guys are awesome and they work quick. They get the information, they process it, and they go. But the whole, like, cat and mouse game of walk around, do this, scuff the ball up just so I can take an extra second to think about how should I pitch this guy, that's gone. So typically you would figure, Kevin, that helps the batter as opposed to the pitcher. Or you could say, well, the pitcher's used to this, he's in rhythm. How many times have you seen in the past, Kevin, the batter continuously get out of the box? This guy's sat down 7 straight guys, man. Let me break this guy up here. Oh, wait, timeout, timeout. Walk around. Timeout, timeout. Walk around. Like, come on, man, get in the box. You no longer are going to have that cat and mouse game.
Are you allowed to go hand up as the batter now?
You get one timeout for a batter. Yes. So I actually was hearing some of the scuttlebutt behind it is you're going to use that when there's 2 strikes as a batter to sort of like get your feel, you know, get the feel of everything. Okay, let me think this through for a second. That's when you're going to use the timeout as opposed to like 1-1 count. Strike, all right, timeout, timeout on the next one. You know what I mean? Like, no, you're waiting for that second strike before the third strike to use it.
Do you think there's a chance 15 is too stark? See, I wonder, if you had to guess, or maybe you know, I don't know, what was the average time in between pitch before?
Not sure.
Baseball,
yeah.
Right?
I mean, some guys read it. Some, most, and granted, most guys in Major League Baseball were not slow workers. They were normal to fast workers, and nobody had an issue. But every pitching staff has the one guy. It's like, man, he's like 52 seconds between pitches.
Well, but to your point, that means the quick workers were 30 seconds to the
yes.
plate.
They're even faster now, yes.
So I do wonder. I think, again, I know you're very excited about the rules. I am not sitting here telling you, there are some people out there who are going to tell you that these are the worst thing to ever happen to baseball. I'm not going to tell you that. What I am saying, though, the odds, Donnie, that they've got this 100% correct first go-around is probably unlikely, especially when you consider it's Major League Baseball. I just wonder if maybe 20 seconds would have worked, would have sped everybody up, but then we're not going to run into the guys out of the box, guys unsettled. I wonder if 20, like 15 is so stark from what we were doing. You watch those clips, you're like, I can't even believe what I'm watching here. Like,
yes.
This is, it looks like a new sport, honestly.
It does. It really does. And again, most people in their 20s, the time doesn't really matter. You're going to the game with your buddies, you're pounding beers. The longer the better, almost, at that point. But you have to think of, like, everybody who encompasses. People getting to work the next day, which is why even, like, Philadelphia, the games used to start at 7:35. No longer, they're 7:05 starts now. Because they want you to get in and get out. And also, take my daughter to maybe two or three games a year. We have a great time. Mm-hmm. But she's, you know, she's 11 years old, so it might be a school night. I might be able to get out of there by 9 o'clock. On the road, as opposed to, like, hey, man, it's the sixth inning. She's yawning a little bit right now. It's like, man, that was a really – well, granted, you're going to have long innings because there's going to be pitching changes at times. There's going to be, you know, seven hits in an inning and six scored runs. I get it. But just the downtime, you are going to have your head on a swivel, which I think is fantastic. And even when you go to the ballpark on your phone, like, there's constant action because the pitcher is always going. I love that.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know who would feel like cutting down on the length of the game would be bad. And they're not doing, like, if somebody's like, hey, NBA games are taking too long, so the quarters are going to be 9 minutes long.
Correct.
What?
Seven-inning games now, like on the norm in baseball. Correct. That's how we cut down.
That would be a disaster.
Yes,
nobody wants that. That would have been a disaster.
Yes, it could.
What they're doing is they're looking at their own game. They're going, okay, do you know how much time nothing's happening? I mean, you would see, though, there'd be clips. Mm-hmm. You know, they take up the Twitter max length, right, of like 2 minutes and 20 seconds,
yes.
And there'll be two pitches thrown. You're like, I'm sorry, what did I just, huh? Like, nothing's,
yeah.
A ball, they've thrown a ball and a strut, and it's like, this is impossible, right? So those are the kind of things that they are attempting to eliminate here with this pitch clock. I, though, look, and I'm telling you, you can disagree with me all you want on this, but what happened in that spring game? And you might be right. Maybe it'll never happen in the regular season.
Yep.
The second a game is decided on the pitch clock, people are going to go crazy. They have to make sure that does not happen. People are going to go nuts. Now, it's one of 162, so it's not like it won't be forgotten at some point, but you cannot have games decided on the pitch clock. Can't have it. Cannot have it.
It probably won't, because, again, the players are learning this. And the last thing you're going to do is go up there and say, well, I'm just not going to get in the box and take a strike three and sit down. And my team loses because we had second and third with two outs. And if I get a base hit, we won. And if I strike out, we lost. Now we lost because of that. That's just going to be a foolish player, because they're not saying, like, you can't move. You just can't get out there and just not pay attention and doze off or stare into the stands at a girl in center field. You can't just get back in the batter's box and hit. It's a simple rule. All through high school, college, it's the same rules. Why can't the best of the best actually adhere to some of those rules? And they will. We're going to talk about some of the other changes, too, in baseball, because I do think they are very, very interesting. We'll be right back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Storming through hour number one. Talk a little bit of changes here to Major League Baseball. Why is it relevant? You know why it's relevant. Spring training games underway. March 30th, full opening day. And most people just dipping their toes in the water saying, what do I need to expect? Well, a lot of rule changes. Now, the best one that ever took place, that if you said, Donnie, give me one rule change that you still have to need in the business, it's the DH. The DH is absolutely sensational. It's here to stay. Fantastic. Cooler heads prevailed. No bargaining chips. Everybody understands how important it is for the pitchers not to bat, including the pitchers and the players in Major League Baseball who voted on this. So if you're out there going, nah, man, liked it the other way, the players don't even like it that way. So what are you talking about out here? It's time to get with the business. Now, having said that, if we're taking a look at some of the new things that got put in, Kevin, I know the lightning rod also, and there's no bigger hater on this planet Earth than me when topics come up. And I'm usually so against the grain on change, I can't stand it. Like in the NFL, when they're going to start talking about, like, some of the, hey, man, you watching the XFL? How cool is it, 4th and 15? No, that is an absolute sham on 4th and 15 instead of an onside kick. You don't penalize the team that's winning and give the losing team a chance just because it's more fun. But in Major League Baseball, you have to understand where the game is going. Payers get played to drive the baseball. So for anybody who thinks they're still playing slow pitch softball, where you can change your swing and loft it over the third baseman's head on a 97-mile-an-hour cutter, you don't know what you're talking about. And again, they're not paid to do that. I tell you right now, Kevin, if you told Major League Baseball players, like, hey, man, I hit 50 home runs, that's worth like $1 million, man. Talk to me when you hit 310. Those guys would never hit home runs and concentrate on just making contact and spraying it all over the place to get on base. But they know that. We know that. The shift, sensational. Absolutely sensational, because, Kevin, they were never going to change it. Like, how many times have you seen a player come up to bat and the announcers, and rightfully so, boy, man, he could just lay a bunt down the left side of the infield. It's a single every time. And you go, boy, I wonder why he doesn't do it. Why? He won't get paid for doing that. That's why.
Well, this is where, again, cross-sport analogies seemingly always land with baseball more than I think people realize. I'll never forget the single worst analogy someone offered me when they were trying to say that not having the DH was good. And they were like, what if you just had a designated offensive player in basketball and they didn't play both ways? Truly, it's one of the least thought-out things anyone ever said to me ever. And by the way, we're not going to go full under the bus, but somebody that's like hosted shows before, all right? I still cannot believe that was said to me. Completely oblivious to how, like, that doesn't land at all. Plus, so you must hate football then. Why does Tom Brady not play middle linebacker, right?
Yeah, so yes.
I say that mainly just to get that off my chest. But here's the thing with the shift, right? Because there are people who say, hold on a minute. Yeah. Hit them where they ain't. First of all, that's actually what they're doing. They are not over the fence. It's basically the only place they aren't. Because every outfielder's too damn athletic, and the shift is, it works. It obviously works. They are hitting them where they ain't. But here is the thing that I think is being lost. People keep acting like this is something that only baseball has done. Only baseball would come up with a rule to make it easier for offense.
Yes.
You're not paying attention.
That's a good
Every
point.
NFL rule continues mm-hmm. to help NFL teams score mm-hmm. more. What about the NBA, DRS?
Is there something called illegal defense?
Yeah.
Is there something called illegal defense, Kevin?
It's literally called illegal defense. You cannot, like, that defense leads yes. the other team a free basket and they keep the ball, man.
Yes.
That's, you know what I mean? So you add a 3-point line. Like, these are all uh-huh. things that the biggest sports have done in order to protect their product. So that is why, and I think the final argument I would make to someone who is against the shift, and I alluded to it, it is not as if they are taking away something that has existed forever. The shift has lasted for how long, Donnie? Truly, in full force. 5 years? 6 years?
Yes.
To the degree that it has? Baseball
and was getting
actually
increased every yes. single year, yes.
Like, these folks who are so mad about the shift being taken out, do you not understand that you're giving back the sport you love? I learned baseball. I'm not that old, okay?
Yeah.
The shortstop plays in the middle, the third baseman next to the bag, the second baseman in the middle. You know what I mean? Like, that's
yes.
That's what I learned. I wouldn't even know if they never got rid of the shift by the time I would be lucky enough to have kids and teach them how to play baseball, and they go, Dad, where does the second baseman stand? I'd be like, brother, I don't know.
Wherever he wants.
Go play.
Why is he called a second baseman? Like, why do we even yeah. call him second baseman anymore? Because half the time he's lined up yeah. on all different directions, playing first
Infielder
base and doing
two.
That. Exactly. Now, you're going with all the sports there, right? Let's remember this. You were too young to remember this. The New Jersey Devils ruined hockey. And you know what they did? The left wing lock was gone. They called more penalties on the opposite team. And also, Kevin, recently changed out the two-line pass. There's no more of that because they wanted to open up the game. Nobody liked 1-0 hockey where no shots got off because one team hung out in their own zones. It's just the evolution of the sport. And also, some teams do get very smart and go, boy, I'm going to press these rules until we can. In the NFL, when was it, 2003, the Indianapolis Colts went on the road to take on the New England Patriots. And it was such a farce, the NFL goes, Bill Belichick, this is your rule now. You can't play defense where you tackle the wideout repeatedly before he gets the 5 yards and we have no issues with it. Like, this is, people abuse things and this is what happens. Because you are right about the shift, Kevin. It was one of those, like, every once in a while we'll put a guy over here because this guy pulls the baseball. Two, the guys have a legitimate paper in their back pocket and in their hat that they pull off with a different place to stand for every single batter. And also, when you talk about the length of the games here, how many times have you gone to a Major League Baseball game live and all of a sudden the next batter would come up, they'd all check, the third baseman would end up playing second base at that point here. It's ridiculous. I am so happy the shift is wrong because I have to see one more diving play from a second baseman playing right field to make an out. I was going to lose my mind.
Here's the other reason that I'm happy about this. And this is where, you know, pro player Kev kind of checks in. Because I'm tired of hearing about how much better everyone used to be. I mean, across like all platforms, which is just patently absurd, mm-hmm. and absurd in most sports. But you retweeted the clip, and I can't stop thinking about Matt Olson pulling a baseball and getting a base hit. Where we've spent so much time killing these guys. And what you're going to see this year, now, there's going to be a lot of people go, oh, come on, with that non-shift batting average, can't even respect it. And those people are clowns, and we don't listen to those people, right? But you're going to see, Donnie, guys actually are way better than we realize. These are the best of the best, and they are going to now be able to take advantage of this in normal ways. And I'm excited for that because it is very normal for guys to just keep getting better. You look at the NBA, you're like, oh my goodness, I mean, the athletes, it's out of control. You look at the NFL, you go, I don't even understand, like, how is Tyreek Hill a human being? And then we look at baseball and you're like, yeah, basically, Willie Mays would be the best player in baseball today. But how is that possible? How's no one getting better? I don't understand. Why? How do we keep getting worse and worse and worse? That's not how it's supposed to be. So I hope that this then shines a light, Donnie, on the players then, which will also help grow the game because stars help grow your product.
Yes, it's true. And also from a standpoint, too, where let's just say you were a batter in the 1980s. I'm telling you right now, people, if you're just used to watching today where every single pitcher, starter, middle relief, closer, throws absolute flames at you. He's only topping at 96. Boy, something must be wrong with this guy. He usually flames out at 99. Go back and watch the 80s. I swear to God, it looks like slow pitch softball times with these pitchers. Like 86 mile an hour fastballs. No wonder they didn't strike out. But also, that was a different game. Move the runner over. Put it in play. These guys now, once again, are getting paid for the long ball, so they maximize all three swings, even if it means I strike out 200 times a season. That's what my job is. But you're right about like the players getting better and all that stuff. I love that the shift is out. I do think it's interesting, too, that the bag is getting bigger. So it's like, well, it's for safety reasons. And it does make a lot of sense, which, you know, you're not going to have any collisions at first base where two guys are stepping on each other's legs or smashing into each other. It gives you extra room. But also, from a bag-stealing perspective, I used to laugh at this because I never understood even how it happened. You watch it, and you probably see it once a week. Guy slides in the second base and slides, like, off the base. I'm like, how is it even possible that happens? Well, because players are putting their knee in front of the bag to block you from sliding in, and also that bag is tiny. You got a guy running a 4.340 who just comes in a little bit too hot, and he's out. Now, the big base out there. I love easier to turn the double play, easier to slide in the second base. I love it.
Yeah, I mean, again, doing something for safety is good. And that's, you know, we talk about, what things, actual intentions are, right? The, you know, instant replay where we do the frame by frame, did a guy's hand come off of the base when he stole? That's not what that's for, man. So if this is going to stop that, that's good. But
I love that.
Right?
The
they
spirit
keep
of the rule.
On for a half hour.
Spirit
after.
Of the rule. Yes.
But I actually don't even think they should be allowed to challenge that, quite frankly, because that's not what that is for. Right? Like someone then go back and do frame by frame breakdown of every Ricky Henderson swipe and let's start deducting steals from him. I hope that. If this can help that, I will be really, really happy because that would be great for the game.
It is. And by the way, instant replay always used to make me laugh, too, because it cut out the throw beats the player, and you're automatically out, no matter if the tag gets there in time. How many times do you see a double play where the second baseman straddled second base, never came close to touching it, but you were in the area, so they gave you the out? I mean, baseball had a lot of odd quirks back in the day. But we're moving on. Next stop, robo-umpires. Come on, make it happen. We'll be back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Back at it here, talking to Major League Baseball. Watch a couple highlights here for all the people out there. Look, pitching is so good today. I mean, answer me this, K-Dub. We talk about guys that strike out like 200 times. Like, there's players back in baseball that are ultimate contact hitters. Even the best contact hitter would have struck out 150-plus times now. Pitching's too good, K-Dub. It's too good.
Look, the thing is, do people realize just how incredible the pitchers are now?
No, they don't.
Like I don't think they have any clue. At all. Like, you can't come out of the bullpen unless you throw 98 miles an hour. Like, you're not even, don't think you're allowed to be in that bullpen there. So, look, this is the, and that's another thing that does bother me to no end. I've done this rant before. I'm not going to scream and yell. But every sport evolves, right? Bigger, faster, stronger, as they say. Mm-hmm. And you see it in these pitchers. And we get to a point where baseball starts to take advantage of launch angles, home runs are going crazy, and people somehow can't even fathom that that's not happening naturally, so they go and nuke their own product. It's like, what the game evolving to strikeouts and home runs, it logically made sense. Like, that was, that's probably what's going to happen with just the evolution of the athlete. And yet, here we are. And people still,
I love it. The only thing I'm interested too is how quickly the books react, and is there a sharp reaction in April? Because you are looking at, again, pitchers are going to be pitchers. They're going to throw a lot of strikes. But what do the batters now turn into? Do we see the return, Kevin, of the 300 hitter? Because even the best hitters in Major League Baseball are getting shifted. Like, every single batter, there's nobody lines up like back in the day, right? Third baseman, shortstop, second base, where you know exactly where they're at. Every single hitter has an analytical opposition that the other team is using against them. That's no longer going to be there now. The slow roller through first and second base from a pull hitter, you're going to get base hits out of that now. It's remarkable. Like, Joey Gallo right now is going like, I should have never signed a contract. I should just play on like a minimum this year, and I will be a trillionaire the next year because I'm just going to hit rockets in the right field, and every one of those outs I used to have. Look, what, honestly, like, Joey Gallo, is he picking up, Kevin, 30 hits a season? I'm not even, like, joking about it. He might pick up 30 base hits this year.
Yeah, now, not him. He stinks out loud and couldn't make any contact there. Totally useless player. But a guy of that ilk, no, I understand the premise.
Man.
But no Joey Gallo respect is coming from this microphone. I'll tell you that right now. But to your point on how things adjust, like, naturally, right, our investment in spring training is going to be, we'll see. But the books, the odds makers, the boys in the room, they need to check in on this. Mm-hmm. They can't just hang last. I don't think they can hang last year's totals. I don't think you can expect last year's numbers. I just think that would be a big mistake, right? Based on why, if offense does not increase, I don't even know what to say, Donnie. How could that be possible? But the world, the baseline total for basically every game is probably going to be 8.5. I mean, we were doing 6.5. If we saw an 8 last year, we'd be like, oh, my God. I'd be like, Don, I mean, what kind of offense is this? We had Wrigley with the wind blowing out.
Yes.
Every total was 7. Regular season, June, heat, summer, not happening. I mean, like, your baselines are going to be in the 8s now.
Yeah. I'm telling you, no shift, bigger bases, full-time DH, pitch clock here. It's going to set up to be a fun season, and it's going to be interesting to see how we adjust on our numbers throughout April, May, June, and July. The weather gets hotter. The one thing that we never really quite know of, to be honest, though, is what? Are they going to have juice baseballs? Yeah. Is baseball going to be so hot, Kevin, in April and May, and baseball's going to be like, all right, get those dumbed down baseballs out here because this is becoming a mockery. Like every game is 6-5. We have to really downshift it. Like in the NBA, like, hey, scoring's down. Let's put helium in the basketball. Let's help them out. It's crazy.
So this is my worry with baseball. It's why I will continue to keep this sport at arm's length. Is games should be 6-5. Right, with the rule changes and the launch angles and just normal baseballs, that's probably how things should go. So, yeah, you know what I'm worried about? I'm worried about you. I'm worried about you getting 2 good months of baseball, Don, and being like, folks, I'm telling you right now, now we get in. And you show up, numbers are acting according, and you go, oh, my goodness, they dumbed the baseballs down. I just had 2 of the worst weeks of my life because all of a sudden JT Brubaker's an ace again.
Yes, and we never know, and it never should be like that. We never really question outside of Tom Brady if they're deflating or inflating the footballs and how much of a difference it actually makes. But in baseball, if you are giving a baseball that is dead, that impacts the number by runs with an S. Should have 2 more runs. Why? Well, that ball fell dead on the warning track. Boy, last week that thing would have been in the upper deck. Like, we don't want to see that. Nobody wants to see that actually come to fruition. But those are the things that we do worry about. And also, pitchers are going to have to adjust. Hitters are going to have to adjust. It's going to be a lot of fun to see it play out. But as I just look right now, my MLB feed, home runs all over the place. Hey, look at that. Edmund Soso just hit one for the Phillies. 5-0 now over the Pirates. Yandy Diaz just dropped one into the seats in left field here. 3-1 Rays. There's a lot of good stuff to go around, and I'm looking forward to Major League Baseball. 1 full month away, but in that full month, though, there's a lot of really good stuff here, particularly in college basketball. Having said that, let me ask you this question now. Here's where it gets good at the combine. Update from Dove Kleiman. Alabama quarterback Bryce Young's real height is 5'10 and a half. Probably means what? Without shoes, got measured. Todd McShay reports, if I'm a GM, this is him, I'm scared to death of drafting him. How you feel? How's that it?
So I think this is one of those things where we have accepted the shorter quarterback more and more. I don't think it would be an unnecessary exercise to ballpark these things, though. Kyler Murray has to be shorter than that, right? Or is it just he looks shorter compared to
he's shorter
else?
Than that. Yeah, he's shorter than that.
What about Russell Wilson? So Kyler Murray's listed at 5'10 on Google. Yeah. Bryce Young, 6 foot on Google. Russell Wilson, 5'11 on Google. Just to give people an idea.
Yes.
Obviously, those are not your perfect numbers there. But Kyler Murray got a massive second contract, so you certainly can't label him a bust. Why are we scared to death of drafting Bryce Young? We think Kyler's better?
Yeah, it looks like, because I'm looking here, Kyler Murray at the combine measured in at 5'10 and an eighth, 207.
Okay.
The shortest quarterback to be measured at the combine since 2003. In 2012, Russell Wilson, and it says who Murray is often compared to, was 5'10 and 5/8, 203. So it is very, very short for a quarterback to be that level. But it's not as like saying you can't do that. Like Drew Brees was, a tiny guy. He worked out well. Obviously, we'll see what Kyler Murray turns into, but nobody's saying like he's too short to play the position because he brings in other intangibles. Nobody ever said, boy, Russell Wilson would love if he was 6'3". He can't play in this league. He's proven that wrong. So I don't know if it doesn't scare me away, but also, a tweet I saw today too, which is kind of funny. I don't know if it was a retro tweet. It was Joe Burrow basically saying, hey, guys, pray for me because I said my tiny hands will fumble the football repeatedly in the NFL.
Yeah.
Like, sometimes you look at these statistics and what happens. Yes, but there are anomalies where you pop on the tape and be like, I don't care if this guy ran a 4.640. Nobody catches him out here. Like, there's football speed, there's football acumen that goes into it. But I'm not looking at Bryce Young right now after watching him play going like, boy, because honestly, I don't think it's ever come up for me going like, I just think he's too short to be an NFL guy. It's never crossed my mind.
So my maybe off the beaten path take is I am actually inclined to trust the outlier guys to actually be successful. What I mean by that is when an FCS quarterback is getting round one hype, top 10 hype, I'm actually gonna trust that works. Because here's what happens: Carson Wentz, Trey Lance, right? People go right now. Who've they played? Yeah, but you notice that we don't have an FCS quarterback every single year.
entering into the conversation, Donnie. Like, you would think that it would be so easy that every year someone would go to the FCS, light them up, and get in the conversation.
Yes.
They're rare. Yeah. And that's why, by the way, a lot of those FCS guys have actually panned out, the ones that are drafted at that high level, to a degree. Again, you can – I don't know what you want to make of Wentz. I ultimately don't think, again, Trey Lance has been given a fair chance. I like the FCS quarterback. So what am I saying? Well, yeah, Kyler Murray was the shortest quarterback in combine history. Objectively, Kyler Murray has panned out. He got a massive second contract. Had a top five MVP campaign two seasons ago. He's panned out. Russell Wilson's a Super Bowl champion. Russell Wilson's panned out, right? That's the truth of it. So for Bryce Young to be at this level, viewed at this level, despite his height, it's not a deterrent. If anything, it's almost an encouragement for me.
Yes, and there's ways you can work those guys in and out of the pocket. Will they get more tip passes than anybody else? Probably so, but it's not just saying, hey, man, if he's not 6'6", he just can't play in this league. That's not the case, but this is, as we like to say, combine week. So you are going to see everybody poked and prodded, guys that don't deserve to be dropped. Because let me just take a look at here real quick. Let me go to the FanDuel Sportsbook. So I want to get some prices again on this draft. Let's see. So we got... It is so hard to find some football stuff here. I think it's, what, NFL draft? There we go. Bryce Young is minus 175, right? And Todd McShay is going, I'm scared to death to draft him. He's the odds-on favorite to be the – not Kevin, not maybe sneak in the fifth round, maybe be a sixth-round pick, maybe come in and be Mr. Irrelevant. None of that. He's projected as a heavy favorite right now to be number one overall, and you have a guy saying, if I'm a GM, I'm scared to death.
And here's what I would like to ask, though, Todd McShay. Right? Because he would probably say, okay, give me the list of guys that have been 5'10 that have been great quarterbacks, right?
Yeah.
But he's missing the mark. Give me the list of guys that were 5'10 we thought would be great quarterbacks, and then were not great quarterbacks because they were 5'10. That is a list that doesn't exist, okay? God, like Bryce Young, we didn't just become 5'10, Donnie.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't understand. Like, he's not coming from playing in the Mountain West. Like, they're just shredding the SEC, Legendary Georgia defense 2 years ago gave them business, gave them the absolute business in that SEC title game. Has a Heisman Trophy on the resume. Again, like, sometimes this stuff gets easy, man. I'll be the Bryce Young guy. You guys be the Will Levis guys. I'm the Bryce Young guy. I feel good that I'm going to end up looking like the smart one here. Sorry, Todd.
I can't, and again, I don't like the I think it's useless, and I've said this numerous times. I'm an NFL owner. I ban my entire scouting department and front office from going to the NFL Combine. I just ban it. It's not because I don't like those guys being around other football guys and blowing off some steam, getting ready for the draft, having some fun. That's all great. Camaraderie as well. But if I ever hear a guy in my organization like, man, like I didn't have Anthony Richardson really on my radar. Did you see his cone drill today? I'm like, you're out. You're fired. Pick up your last paycheck next week. Because, you know, I mean, it's all fine and good, but I'm going to tell you, like, you're a scout. You're supposed to be in a dark room somewhere going over his third and three throws and less over the past 10 years, including high school, to see what he is. You're telling me you're going to make your final decision because he ran fast. That's why I asked you the question to start the show. Do you think he's fast? Yes. What's the point of him running a 40? We know he's fast at this point. If he runs a 4.45, are people actually, hey, man, damn, I actually thought he was faster than that, K-Dub. Do you see what I mean? Like, where are we actually going with this?
I also sometimes feel like it should be, hey, I actually don't care about you getting down to a three-point stance. That's completely useless. We're going to run a drill where you drop back and then take off with the football, and I want to see how fast you
are. Yes, and we are going to have 10 DBs to try to get a hand on you. See if you can juke them all, pal. That's what I want to see at the Combine. We'll be right back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Here's the Sports Grid Radio Network.
12, how quickly did hour number one go by? My goodness! NBA action tonight, college basketball action tonight. Maybe JP's even going towards some Major League Baseball spring training, which I doubt, but is an option. Hockey, where are we tonight, Jay? Because there's some pretty good NBA stuff, pretty good college basketball stuff today.
Yeah, I'm going to go to the NBA slate, and it's definitely not a game you'd call good. I'll go with the player prop in the Pistons-Hornets game.
Ooh, yes, LaMelo Ball. I'm going LaMelo Ball. What do we got? What do we got for you, KD?
Is there has JP ever has ever, has he
going
ever
to a superstar? Killian like, Hayes.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
If he got Mark Williams. Let me tell you right now, I don't even know who Mark Williams plays for, so there you go.
Stop it. What do you mean? I thought you were... No. You didn't see his big game against the Miami Heat?
I'm going to say, honestly, I would say the Pistons, just where he's on the board. Is he Charlotte? There you go.
Charlotte.
Never heard of Mark Williams, my God.
18 points, 20 rebounds against
Wake him up.
In a win. Yeah, he went wild.
Who is he from? Who is he? Is he old, young?
He went to Duke.
I can never... Yeah,
played with Mancala. Yep. Do you remember him now or?
I actually do. I actually do now. But that name was just like, he could have been like a 33-year-old veteran. Well, I never heard of the guy.
I mean, it's also one of the least memorable names you could possibly have. Not to take a shot at Mark Williams, but I'm just.
Yeah.
Look, his teammate, Paolo Bancaro.
Yes.
I get the premise there.
Cam Reddish. You remember some of the names. Announcer? Yeah.
Have you heard the Hornets announcer?
I don't think so.
With all the screaming and stuff?
I don't think so.
Oh, stop it. Oh, you got to look it up. He had a great scream call, though, for Mark Williams on a putback dunk. Do you play those, JP? Is that a thing?
Absolutely.
Okay, yeah. JP, you got to get a little best of compilation of the Hornets announcer. He's the best in the business, Donnie. Best in the business, not even close. Pro wrestling.
What, does he get angry? It just gets fired up?
He gets fired. Oh, yeah.
And the team stinks, too, so I appreciate it even more at this point. Yeah, exactly. Oh, my goodness. Never gets hype. Hour number two, certainly going to get hype. Give us a phone call. Got any hot takes, picks? Let's go. 844-843-6879. It's Moneyline right here on the group.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free to play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Moto Casino.